You are listening to the Vital MX Post-Race Podcasts, presented by Decal Works.
Yeah, Jetlar and Salt Lake City, you did it. This was kind of a long time coming. I feel like you could have had these expectations from early on. So does it feel like a relief to actually clinch, more than maybe excitement?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a big relief just because of the ups and downs we've had this year. And I'm just super pumped to finally get this one over with. And just kind of finally relax a bit because it's been tense the past couple of weeks, just how close it's been.
Were you surprised how much it affected you today? Like, I feel like early in the main, you weren't your normal self, whereas I expected you to just kind of operate business as usual.
I think obviously, yeah, but I was just seeing Cooper there, and he could have done anything, and it's for a championship, it's a big thing. So, I think just seeing him there and seeing, he's there. Chase was obviously riding Unreal tonight, so I'm like, Chase looks like he was on the way to go and win, as he did. So I'm like, I'm just going to chill back here in this cruiser and enjoy these last moments,
Did the first turn in the heat race kind of wake you up a bit? Like, oh, anything can happen tonight.
It definitely did. It was a bit of oh shit, better get going.
Last one, how are you doing with outdoor testing? Have you done a lot? Are you feeling ready?
I haven't done a lot because in the break they were going to do outdoor testing and I was kind of dealing with an injury. So we kind of didn't get too much testing, but luckily our bikes were so good from last year that we have a pretty decent base to start off on that we know that works. So it definitely helps.
Chase Sexton, Salt Lake City. Finally, I guess. I don't know if you feel relieved, frustrated that this didn't happen sooner. Where are the emotions at now?
A little bit of both. It was good to win tonight. I put a lot of pressure on myself this week. I needed to get a win. Another one, I should say. I knew I was capable of it, especially with how these last three rounds have been going. I've been getting better and better, and I think tonight was good. I finally qualified fastest. That was a big check off the list. Won another heat and won a main, so we're good.
Did you actually feel better today? Because like we've talked about how good you've been for the last 6 weeks. Did this feel like a step up, or just everything coming together?
No, just everything kind of coming together. I think obviously I'm getting more and more comfortable with the bike. The more I really haven't touched my setup, so for me, being able to like know what it's going to do and being confident in that is a big part of like why I rode the way I did today. It's hard to switch settings and then know exactly what it's going to do. So now I've had weeks on this, and it's had a good day of riding on Wednesday at the test track, and I was like, man, I need a win. I just got to come out here and do my job, and it was a good way to end the season.
What did you actually do to fix your starts before Denver? Something must have changed, right?
New technique, a little bit.
So it was on you?
Yeah.
But didn't you fix your technique
different
before Seattle?
Yeah, well, that was just more of like a clutch release thing. This is like actually technique different. It just took me a while to get used to the KTM. It's different on the start. It feels more like up in my face, and I had to get over the top a bit more. And that main event, I did something really risky. I've been starting first gear last weekend, yep, and heat race, all qualifying. The side lap, I said, I'm gonna try second gear. Second gear, I'm like, fuck, we're gonna run it. And I pulled the whole shot, or second, or whatever you want to call it. But it was a really good start for me. I kind of risked it a little bit to get a good start.
Two more quick things because you've got to go. I guess all of the work you did this year, the hope would be that this will all roll into 2025 and you can hit the ground running. Like, although this has been a struggle in a sense,
yeah,
it must give you some confidence that the hard work is done before 2025.
Yeah, exactly. I think this whole offseason, I didn't really do a lot of motos. I got a lot of off-the-bike training, but not a lot of motos. I was testing. Mentally, I knew I wasn't good. It was just a straight-up struggle. It pretty much was like that, honestly, all the way up until... what race was that? Philly was kind of the turnaround point. That was, what, three races to go. So,
yeah, not ideal.
Not ideal, but it was, better late than never. And I definitely am able to now keep improving. I'm definitely not settling where I am. I need to get better. And I think now I have a lot more confidence in what I can do in the bike. And kind of going into the outdoors, I want to put up a fight and make this thing interesting.
Last one. Are you happy with where you're at with outdoors testing? Like, are you ahead of schedule? Is there less stuff to learn?
Yeah, it's. We obviously learned a lot from Supercross, but I really feel like the bike outdoors is better than it is in Supercross, in my opinion. So, we'll just hit the ground running. Hopefully, if we can keep this momentum going and head into Paula, we'll be in a good spot. But overall, I'm just stoked with how the team's been. Stoked that Tom won today.
Yeah, I give you all the credit for that, by the way.
I like to take a little bit of it. No,
he needed Tom, a friend. He was a lost guy last year.
Yeah, but Tom is he's a champion, so he knows how to do it. On the other side of it, Levi, obviously, was a bummer for him. He didn't ride bad. He just kind of got in a crap spot. So we'll go back to work, us three, and we'll come out swinging for outdoors.
Hey, Justin Cooper, Salt Lake City. First podium on the 450, and I feel like this was coming, right? This could have happened a lot sooner, so nice to check that box before we head into a new series.
Yeah, exactly. It took the whole season, but we got off to two good starts tonight, and that was pretty important on this track, and was able to click off my laps the whole main. And just the biggest thing wasn't settling. You had to keep the pace up, and everyone was riding really good, so everyone was pretty close. Just had to focus, hit my marks, and ride it on in.
Were you focused on taking second, or were you actually marking Chase and seeing if it was possible to make any sort of run?
Chase was making it nice. Like, he was like a pace car for me. Like, I was keeping an eye on him. The lappers got pretty heavy at the end there, and they really weren't moving, so I was getting a little nervous with that. But I was able to follow Chase all the way through and was trying to stay close enough to see if something happened, I could pounce on it. And he rode good. Everyone rode really solid, and not much happened. At least in the top five, it looked like, for the whole main. But I'm pumped. This is came in a great time, and now we can put this great season behind us and move into outdoors.
What are you doing next year? Do you expect to stay at Star? Are you kind of in a weird limbo deal? Are other teams interested? I'd imagine they are.
Yeah, it's we're in talks with a lot of teams, and it's a tough deal with Star. I would love to stay there. The bike's awesome, and we've got a lot of progress going with them, and been with them for 7 years, my whole career. So it would be weird to stay or to leave, and I'm happy here. I really am, and it really makes it tough with being third rider, though. I mean, if Eli comes back, it really puts me in a crappy position again. So it's been really waiting on Eli and what his move is. Cooper's obviously staying for a while, so I would love to stay, but if everything works out, I think we can make it happen.
At some point, you need to put yourself first, right?
Yeah.
Like, at some point, you can't just wait around anymore. And I guess that's the position you're in.
Yeah, I took what I could this last year with Star, and they were pretty much the only team that was going to take me under. And there's a lot of rides that aren't available in this class, and it's tough that way. But I'm so thankful for the opportunity that they gave me this year, and making the most of it now.
Hayden Deegan, Salt Lake City, obviously stoked on the win.
Yeah.
But was that most important to you tonight? Are you still a little bummed about the title, even though it was a long shot, obviously?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, losing the title by 4 points is not great, and getting second twice in a row in Supercross in points. But, I mean, again, if you look at it, how I've gone so far, 3 wins this year, last year at podiums, like, it's just going up from here. So we're going to keep working. We came into the season with a little unfortunate stuff going on, but everyone's got to show up to the track, and I showed up every time to race, so no excuses. But congrats to Vial.
We only have 2 questions. So bold of me to use this as my final question.
All right.
But the stuff that happened in the off season, now the Supercross is in the rearview mirror. Why didn't you speak up about that? Was that something more to do with you, the team? Is that a strategy? Like, what was the game plan behind keeping that so quiet?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, crashed at the farm pretty hard and was out for a while. And, I mean, it's hard to get into it because there's no point, really. I mean, we've already touched on it a little bit, hurt my wrist, but...
But it was more, that makes it sound like you fell over.
Nah.
It was more than hurt your wrist.
Yeah, I crashed pretty hard. I came out of a turn, washed the front, and I flew through the rhythm. It was a random incident, super slick coming out. Jammed the wrist up, and then, had to take some time off, and then come into the race. Had to be a man at the first round. It was not easy. I was in pain. But honestly, these last 2 rounds the pain's gone away. Like, I've been riding during the week and it's still been hurting me, and just recently is when the pain's like pretty much all, like, it's gone now. Like, I don't have to worry about it, but I mean, with wrist injuries, that's common, so we're glad we're past that.
One more quick yes or no one.
It's fine.
Outdoors is gnarly. So the wrist is no problem at all in training or testing or anything like that?
Yeah, the wrist is good now. So outdoors, we're ready. We're coming swinging. I mean, shoot, obviously I'm not happy about losing a title, so I'm going to come swinging in outdoors. And, I mean, I had better success in outdoors than I did Supercross last year, so I'm hoping we can keep that the ball swinging.
Jordan Smith, Salt Lake City, wow, maybe your best ride of the season. A lot of intensity, a lot of aggression. Clearly you believed you could win tonight. That was evident from lap one.
Yeah, we went back on a bike setting that I ran at Glendale, and that was, I would argue, my other best race of the year. And so, yeah, I was felt really comfy on the bike all day. Whoops were great. The whole track was just really good. I was pushing and felt in control all day compared to the last few weeks. I felt like every time I push, I'd make a mistake and don't feel in control. So, yeah, I was really happy with how I rode today and how the bike handled.
How was it passing RJ on lap 102? Obviously, you guys have a lot of history.
Yeah.
It was a little close over the finish. I saw you look back, I'm guessing, just to make sure he was
Yeah. Upright. I mean, I definitely was not trying to impede in any championship battles today. So, yeah, I kind of came up the inside, and I was kind of expecting him to just kind of let me have it a little bit more just in the situation that he was in. But we made a little contact there, but I was glad to see that he was still beside me on the finish line.
I honestly don't know how you would view your season. I don't know if you came in title or bust. I don't know if you look at it as an overall success. Where are you honestly at?
Yeah, I'm pretty bummed on the season, honestly. Like, just I felt like I had more in the tank. Like, I felt like today was a possibility every race this year, you know, and I really only showed that kind of rotting a couple times this year, in my opinion, and so I'm a little bit bummed with that. I'm bummed that I didn't get more than one win, but overall I'm happy to make it through every round. I mean, I've been in a lot worse positions. I've been hurt quite a bit, and I'm happy to make it through every round. I'm happy to have still finished third in the championship. Joe and I were pretty close. I had to get him on the last lap to still finish third in the championship. So overall, you know, happy with the podiums, happy with a win. I mean, that was my first win since 2018. So overall happy, but also just a little bummed at the same time.
I'm guessing it's one of those things where if you have the red plate at one point in the season,
yeah,
that kind of raises the bar of expectations because you never want to lose that.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. It's one of those things where also whenever you're in that situation, you're kind of you don't want to make mistakes, whether it's bike setup or, you know, you're riding or whatever. And that can kind of push you into making mistakes sometimes, you know. So, yeah, I just wish that I would have trusted my gut a little bit more on some things this year and just went what I felt. But you know, it is what it is. And we finished strong and get ready for outdoors now.
It would be cliche of you to say this. So be honest. Are you better than ever? Maybe? I think so?
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, I said it earlier this year, and I have never, like, I was in the title championship, title fight 2017, 2018, but I never showed up to the track and felt like I could win straight up. I always felt like, you know, someone, mainly Osborne those years, but someone needed to make a mistake for me to be able to win. Where this year I showed up at every race feeling like I could win, feeling like, you know, if things went my way. And I mean, RJ and Levi, Shimoda, Nate, like us five, like we're all so good at everything on a Supercross track. You know, like we all hit the whoops good. We all are good starters. We all, like, we're so solid that, you know, it was, I mean, it was a dogfight all year. You know, it's like every single time you're on the track, it's like if you're just a little, I mean, it, to me, the West Coast this year was just a, like on a much smaller scale or version of the 450 class, you know, like where you have, you know, if someone's a little bit off one night, you see someone go from, you know, second to eighth, you know, and then they might win the next weekend, where I feel like our class was like that, but it was just like that top five, you know, where like someone could get fifth straight up one week and win the next, you know, and like we're all just pretty solid there. So
Last thing, a lot of rumors about you about outdoors and 2025. You're in for outdoors, right?
Yep, I'm in for outdoors. Yeah, I'm going to try and see. I've been riding quite a bit of outdoors the last few weeks. We kind of been doing some testing and feel good and, yeah, feel ready to compete in outdoors.
And anything you can say about 2025?
No, not right now. So, yeah, we'll see when that time comes.
Yeah, Phil Nicoletti, Salt Lake City. Last Supercross for you, but you rode really well. I feel like the aggression, the intensity. I don't know if it was a situation where it was like last one, so why not leave it all on the table? But maybe you shouldn't give this up.
No, I'm giving it up. There's no doubt about it. I felt really good tonight. It was an emotional day. A lot of people came over. Media, everyone treated me very well this whole week. Press conference, it was just a lot to take in. And then I did opening ceremonies, which, you know, you dream as that as a kid to be in that position. And to do it with AC meant a lot. And, it kind of took me out of my rhythm a little bit. And I went out for the heat race. And I didn't ride very good, but I ended up sixth, which everyone knows heat race is a main event. And I was just like, fuck, okay. And that was just like a weight lifted off my shoulder. I'm like, I'm in now. I can finally just ride the fucking main event normal. And I put it all on the line. And for about 12 laps, I was really good. And Swole got by me. And then he kind of backed it down a little bit, which kind of killed the vibe a little bit. But P10 with a bunch of badass little kids and shit like that. It was two top 10s in both showdowns. Makes you feel good. So I feel good about it.
I know the team said that you were emotional heading into this race, but were you touched by the fact that, like, the series even cared so much?
Yeah.
Putting you in a presser, letting you do the hot lap, like,
yeah.
That shows you did something.
Yeah, it's, I don't really know how to explain it because, like, you really don't know the impact you have on the sport, you know what I mean? I'm just a dumbass kid from New York, you know what I mean? So I just put in my laps, put in my time. I mean, I broke down to my dad. It was just like you grind your whole life to get to this point, and then it's finally here, and it's just like a blink of an eye, it's gone. You know what I mean? But it was never for a lack of effort. You know what I mean? Like, I dedicated my whole craft to this, even though I wasn't the greatest or won races or whatever. It was still a lot of time got put into it. So it makes me happy that everybody else cares and takes in my personality, and my personality also drives with my race results as well. You know what I mean? I'm not just some slapdick out there taking up space, so it makes me feel good.
I feel like heading into outdoors, you can have higher expectations of yourself. So does that become more serious? You put more pressure on yourself? You kind of grind that little bit more because you know that the ceiling is pretty high?
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm hoping so. I still want to be 5 through 10 in outdoors, but I know that the guys are still just as gnarly, you know what I mean? I'll have to wait for the first couple rounds like I do the past however many years I've done it, where I get through the first three and then I start building, because there's no secret that I've struggled with the first couple. But get some points, get ready for SMX. I'm looking forward to outdoors and really emptying the tank. And you just let the years and years of base building, you know, take over. So we got a big test week coming up. We'll see how it goes. And the real fucking grind starts now. So this is pussy shit compared to what we're about to deal with.
Last one. I feel like, without doubt, your best Supercross year was 2013 with NFAB. Do you agree?
Best year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not the start of it. Not the start.
Yeah, mid-season. I had a lot of really good races and stuff like that. So it's it's hard. Like, that feels like just yesterday, you know what I mean? And the following year, I went with JGR, and I was with those guys for 5 years, and it's just like, it's hard, because when you're in the grind, it feels like it's fucking takes forever to get through. And now I look back, and it was just like, it vanished. It's like my high school career. It's just like you're in and you're out, and you wish you could go back. But it's been a hell of a run. A lot of people treated me very great, and I'm grateful to be in this position.
Yeah, Cody Shock, Salt Lake City. Third in the championship.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I mean, I feel like there were times where you couldn't even dream of this. That's how much of a high goal it was, and now you're here.
Let's be honest. Last year, I got 10th in the championship, but I don't even know how. I mean, I was finishing like 15th towards the end of the season because I got sick, and, I mean, changed teams to being on a better bike to putting in some top five results and just being consistent. And last year, I was known for all my LCQs. This year, I was in one LCQ. So for me, that's an accomplishment itself. And I went out there, I won that sucker. And in the main, came from last to 11th. Kind of unfortunate because I knew I had speed, but there's really one goal, and that's to beat Pierce and to beat Anstey, because that was for third in the championship, and I did that. So I'm just, it's mind-boggling, and it shows that anything is possible.
People are confused because in the press conference on Friday, you said that you didn't care about third or it wasn't that big a deal. What did you actually mean? I feel like maybe it was miscommunicated.
Okay. So, is it a big deal? No, because financially, I'm not getting any advantage. Like, I'm not making money for getting third in a championship. I'm not even making any money at all right now, to be honest. So, but on paper, it doesn't lie, right? It's always cool to see it on paper. And the whole season I've gone with coming into each weekend with, like, a chill attitude. And in the press conference, I know the press wants, like, what are your thoughts? And I'm just like, I just kept telling myself, it's no big deal. But it was a big deal. I mean, in the moment in that race, when Pierce is behind me and he was catching me just a little bit each lap, I was like, dude, you got to go. And I was trying to catch old man Phil because I was like, I'm not going to let that old man beat me. But he did. And I can say that I have never beat him. So congrats to him. It's been an honor to race with Phil. And, dude, he's a legend in the sport. So I used him as motivation to try to keep my pace up so Pierce didn't get me. And it worked. So it was a killer night for myself.
You mentioned you're not really making any money this season. So how much of a gamble was this on yourself?
Oh, I had to invest into myself. I mean, I went from making a salary to paying my way. I mean, every flight to every race entry. I mean, it's...
Were you always certain that you wanted to gamble on yourself? Or was there a time where you looked at it and went, I don't know if I want to take this financial risk?
You know, I know I have it in me. And I proved it to everybody and myself. It's one thing to believe, but it's another thing to prove. And I've always believed I could be in this position. But you know what? Sometimes you need to have that experience in life where, you know, I'm a pretty humble person, but sometimes you just need to be even more humbled and know to trust your gut. And yeah, my gut told me to come to Club MX, and that's what we did, and look where we're at.
Gavin Towers, Salt Lake City, a solid night for you.
Yeah.
But I feel like every Futures race this year, the goal was to win. From what I hear, you fly at the test track.
No,
so
for sure.
Has every Futures race this year just been a disappointment?
Yes and no. You know, it's a lot different at the races. It's a lot rougher, and there's a lot more variables that go into, you know, each race. As for, like, you know, they build the tracks in a week, so it's not like they're sitting there and you don't have time to really get used to them. Like, you got to learn them quickly. So I'm happy with my trajectory. I learned a lot, and I feel a lot better each one. So I had some mistakes. You know, you learn from those. And like the tracks for us have been pretty brutal. Like this one today, dry, baked at the end of the day. But it is what it is. Everybody has to deal with it. I feel like today I definitely rode my best out of all of them. Just made a big mistake in the middle of the race, and that was kind of right when Drew fell. So I lost my touch with Cole. We were kind of, you know, we were pretty close. So kind of once I lost that pace, I really lost the pace to, you know, him pulling away. And kind of the rest was history. I more or less just kind of got into third. But all in all, I feel like it's hard. It's a big difference from the test tracks to the races. But like I said, each one I got a little bit better. So I'm happy with that. And
Do you feel like those small improvements have been noticed by the team and the industry? Or do you feel like it was literally you need to win or we're not happy?
No, I think they noticed it. Like, my team definitely noticed a little, like I said, we all have our days at the test track, and, you know, these guys have a good bit more experience, and, you know, so, like, a lot of the rookies, you can see that they have a lot of speed, and, you know, at the end of the night, they can do great in the heat and maybe not so great in the main. It's just a lot of experience. You can tell the top guys that do, then you'll have every once in a while, like Hayden, who's kind of a freak, and he can go out there and podium his first rookie season. So, but no, it's just it's a learning curve. I think the team was pretty happy with just kind of the general steps I made throughout. Obviously, they want to win. I want to win, and that's just how it is.
What do you know about your future? Outdoors, next year, is there anything on the table?
There right now, I don't really have a plan. I have a more or less, I think, for my step, if anything happens with outdoors, it would be if somebody got injured. But for the most part, I know next week I'm going back, or tomorrow I'm going back home to Tallahassee, and then from then on, I'm not really 100% sure. I have a lot of great people in my corner.
and I'm not sure. So there's not a lot of news going on right now. So
how do you deal with that uncertainty? Are you good at like just going with the flow? Or are you a guy who likes to have all of his shit locked down?
I like to have a plan, but no, like I said, we have some good people working around myself, so we kind of have a general direction, but I'm not really going to say much right now. Just, I don't know yet. So I just know my next week, and that's about it.